that. And also, everybody who works for Donald Trump knows you have to impress him on TV, right? That's one of the things that goes along with working for Donald Trump. So Laura was out there trying to say, well, this stuff might have been wrong, but it's not a crime, and that it's all protected by the First Amendment. And so he's trying to take things that, you know, sort of sound like threats or orders and say, well, they're just asks. He's just encouraging somebody. He wasn't actually doing it himself. And anybody who studied Donald Trump knows he often asks other people to do the deed that he doesn't want to actually do himself. But so they're trying to split the difference there and perhaps put up some sort of defense to both prospective jurors and to voters. Like we always say, an unprecedented situation.
Yeah, and in my bank analogy, I'm wearing a full face mask and I have a gun, but it's aspirational. Stuart, let me give Alina Haba points for chutzpah, because her defense was quite colorful. Let's play her defense in the classified documents case.
You have to remember that a lot of these cases deal with classified documents and classified records, which mean that all the lawyers now have to apply for special clearance, right? So it's not a normal situation. You can't just take a classified document and review it. You have to have SCIFs. You have to have certain procedures put in place.
This is where I have to throw my papers. I just have to throw my papers. Papers have to get thrown. Stuart, her defense is you just can't take classified documents and have them in the open. Who does that?
Yeah, you know, what are the odds that these are going to be Trump's lawyers, you know, in 2 months? Not great. You know, look, this is an attempt to try to get a guy elected president so he can pardon himself. And Trump is out there saying that. It's not me on trial, it's you on trial. And what he's done is he's taken the Republican Party, which once at least aspired to be an optimistic party, which considered to be an American to have won life lottery. And he's taking it now that it's the victimhood party. And he's making people feel that any grievance that you have, I can settle the score. They're coming after me after they did with you. It's a complete opposite of everything that we said that we believed, which apparently was just, you know, marketing slogans of personal responsibility, character counts. None of that means anything. But ultimately, what Claire said is so true. Republicans could end this. They're not just passive spectators here. And the level of burden that's being placed on them compared to what others have done to defend democracy. I mean, you've gone from the greatest generation to the worst generation with these Republicans. And I think it's going to haunt them, and it's just going to be a badge of shame that they're going to wear the rest of their lives.
Thanks for listening this week. Coming up next is Consolidation with Dan, WRCT Pittsburgh.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
Somewhere. Take a picture of this. The fields are empty. Abandoned 59 Chevy. Laying in the back seat listening to Little Willie John. Yeah, it's when time stood still. You know, I think I'm gonna go down to Madam X and let her read my mind. She said that voodoo stuff don't do nothing for me. I'm a man with clear destination. I'm a man with broad imagination. You fog the mind, you stir the soul.
Hello and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. You just heard Robbie Robertson with Somewhere Down the Crazy River. You may have heard that he passed away this week. Some sad news there. We have a bunch of stuff to play, and we may even hear from Robbie Robertson a little bit later in the show. But first, let's take care of a little business.
I just had another dizzy spell and almost fell. I'm scared they will get worse and never go away.
You're not alone. 69 million people suffer from dizziness and vertigo.
I wonder if there's help.
There is. The Vestibular Disorders Association has a helpline at 800-837-8428 or visit liferebalanced.org.
Can you repeat that?
800-837-8428 or liferebalanced.org.
Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
A couple other shows I want to tell you about here on WRCT. The David Pakman Show started as a community radio show called Midweek Politics in the basement of WXOJ Studio in Northampton, Massachusetts. The focus of the show is modern American politics and society, airing on WRCT Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 a.m. And join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for a 2.5 hours of rock and roll, soul, and country, with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. and re-airing Sunday nights at 11, only on WRCT. Okay, let's get back to it. Next up, we have new music from Slothrust. I don't know. Pronounce it how you want it. Anyway, this song is called Once More for the Ocean.
I sat in front of the ocean. That they got some. I am getting sick of people talking so much. Put me underwater, not afraid of drowning. The light is everywhere. And I'm staring at the sun, tripping into the void. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I don't mind it down here, nothing left to avoid. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Everybody says that they want some, want some. I am getting sick of people talking so much. Put me underwater, not
there's a couple song living on a fisherman lawn in England. It's a house with a view and all you see is green and blue for miles. The local vicar has pretended that the church is well attended this morning. As he wanders with a purpose to the Sunday service, he smiles. Oh, 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 what a beautiful morning. Oh, oh, what a beautiful day. Oh, oh, what a sickening feeling. There's a couple misbehaving when they should have been praising Sunday. And there's a bounce in a walk and they never stop to talk for hours. And when eyebrows are raised at the next song of praise come Monday. Oh, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. Oh, what a sickening feeling. Took us on to make an hour. Play with fire.
world's on fire. I said, look out, church, the flames go higher. The world's on fire.
Trying to own me. Girl, can't force me into anything.
That's new music from the Beths, When You Know, You Know. Before that, the Scruffs with My Mind, the Clean with Tally Ho, the House Martins with The World's on Fire, Ain't That the Truth, and we started that set off with new music from Sloth Rust, Once More for the Ocean.
Stress may feel like a constant, and one that may lead to heart disease and stroke, but what if we focus on what we can control, and turn those stressful minutes into our me time? Sometimes just taking a deep breath can make a difference. Or going on a short walk, maybe even taking a nap to recharge. Managing your stress means managing your health, so it's important to take back your moments. This is your me time. Own it. Learn more about reducing stress at heart.org/stress.
Support comes from Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Whether you're looking for a casual place to study or a great place to meet friends, we are here for you. Always serving scratch-made pastries, a full coffee bar, and six-packs to go in a cozy cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, back to it. Next up, we have the Records. This is a live version of their song, Hearts in Her Eyes.
Yeah. I have. I know just what I need. Call the girl who knows the world, whose touch is bittersweet. She introduced herself one evening, said it's clear to see that you'll do fine. I know you're kind. Now please submit to me. Should be. I'll do anything for Hillary. I am so much less than. Oh. Hillary, for all the girls, Hillary, you are all.
That's Altered Images with I Could Be Happy. Before that, Aztec Camera, The Crying Scene. Paley Brothers and Ramones, that's from the Rock and Roll High School soundtrack, Come On, Let's Go. The Quick with Hillary, and The Records with their live version of Hearts in Her Eyes. I want to tell you about one other show we have here in WRCT. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9 with an encore on Tuesday afternoon starting at 5. Exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, as we start to head into the home stretch here, we're gonna play a little blues-inspired southern rock here. Probably some bands you are familiar with, but hopefully play some stuff you haven't heard, such as Little Feet with Spanish Moon.
Yeah. beer, clapping her hands and shouting in my ear. Boogie! Oh, rock that boogie.
Boogie!
Yeah, rock that boogie. Rock that boogie till the break of day. Let the man come and take me away. I came into town, I was loaded on reds. Been 6 months since I slept in a bed. Then you better let go.
Boogie!
Oh, rock that boogie.
Boogie!
Rock that boogie. Rock that boogie till the break of day. Let the man come and take me away.
Oh, take it away.
Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen with Rock That Boogie. Before that, the Marshall Tucker Band. Yeah, I know. Sorry. It's probably not what we usually play here, but pretty good song from their debut album, Take the Highway. And we started that set off with Little Feet and Spanish Moon. I think that's just going to about do it here for Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for listening. All things working out, should be back next week with more music. Anyway, in honor and respect for the passing away of Robbie Robertson, we're going to play a song from the band off their self-titled album, The Band, Look Out Cleveland. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Hello and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. You just heard Edwin Collins with Out of This World. A lot of fun stuff. We're going to have a block of OK Go in the middle of the show. They have new music coming out, as well as the lead singer has a new movie out, too. So we're going to play a bunch of OK Go and other stuff. But first, we're going to take care of a little business.
I just had another dizzy spell and almost fell. I'm scared they will get worse and never go away.
You're not alone. 69 million people suffer from dizziness and vertigo.
I wonder if there's help.
There is. The Vestibular Disorders Association has a helpline at 800-837-8428 or visit liferebalanced.org.
Can you repeat that?
800-837-8428 or liferebalanced.org.
Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.